It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with members of the Strategic Engagement Lead Third Sector team here at the RNIB, this time to focus on partnership working and the Legal Rights Service. I'm now joined by Andrea Glover, Strategic Engagement Manager, and Anita Marshall, Solicitor and Specialist Lead, Legal Rights Service, to find out more. Hello, Andrea and Anita.
Hi there, Toby.
Hello, Toby.
Firstly, Andrea, could you outline how the Legal Rights Service fits in with all the work that the RNIB does with other charities and other sight loss sector partners?
Thank you, Toby. Yes, well, RNIB is committed towards working collaboratively across the sector. And really, the importance is that we have a strong sector at local level as well as at national. And part of this is for local societies who do offer legal rights services to be able to do so confidently and to advise people of their rights and really how empowering that is for the individual to be able to do so. And that's where the offer that Anita and her team have comes into play.
Anita, could you give me a brief outline of the work that the Legal Rights Service does?
Yes, so we're a team who undertake mainly complex casework, and we cover three areas of the law. So we cover welfare benefits, community care, and the Equality Act in relation to goods and services and employment. So we work closely with our advice team here at RNIB who refer cases over to us, and we also provide a support line to them if they need to ask us any questions or have any inquiries that requires sort of a little bit more detail. We also provide training to our sight loss advisors, whether they're new members of staff or sort of on an ongoing basis. So where there might be new areas or new developments in the areas of law that we undertake. So we offer that to them sort of on, as I say, on an ongoing basis. We also provide information resources on behalf of the RNIB in the form of fact sheets and toolkits, which are available on our website. And as Andrea said, we've also recently been offering training to our external partners in those three areas of law.
And talking about the training, could you outline what is covered in the training course and why it is so important?
In those three areas of law, which, as I say, they can be quite complex. So we offer 1 hour sessions, and we would, for example, in welfare benefits, we would break it down. So rather than an overview of all the benefits, we would break it down into the individual benefits and those that are relevant for our customers and clients. So, for example, there would be a 1 hour session on personal independence payment, known as PIP. And that would be about how to apply for that benefit, what you need to show to be eligible for the benefit. If you're refused the benefit, how to challenge that, how to appeal. So it would be an overview of that particular benefit, but to sort of just breaking it down into smaller chunks so that it's much more accessible for people. So, as I say, these benefits are complex, and it's important, I think, that people who are advising on them know them quite well and are able to impart that knowledge to their customers and clients. And hopefully by delivering these training sessions, we can pass that knowledge on to our external partners, whether they're larger organisations or local societies, so that they can support their members.
Is there any examples of the work that you have been doing with other partners that has helped them and helped visually impaired people?
We have provided training sessions recently to organisations where, for example, I have delivered some on the Equality Act and how the Equality Act works with employment. And as a result of that, we've had more inquiries come into our service, and sometimes it will result in casework where somebody may have been, perhaps the organisation that they've contacted may not necessarily provide that service, the advice on employment in particular. So they will come to RNIB, and it has resulted in us being able to take a case on and help that person.
Andrea, how does the work that the Legal Rights Service does feed back into all the campaigning, collaboration and other cross-sector partnership work that the RNIB does?
Well, it helps to keeps informed, Toby, of what's actually happening out there and what's important to people and the challenges that they're facing. And as we can feed that information in from various different organisations, it informs our head office teams, who then build a pattern of what's happening across the country.
And Anita, what is the best way for people to make contact with the Legal Rights team, and where can they go to find out more information about the work that the service does?
Well, they can either reach us through the helpline, which is 0303 123 9999, or they can email us to our mailbox, which is legalrights.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. They can also find out about the Legal Rights Service and the work we do on our website, rnib.org.uk, where they can also find those fact sheets and toolkits that I mentioned before.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Andrea Glover and Anita Marshall, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you, Toby.